Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are examining Christ's words in the Upper Room Discourse concerning the coming Holy Spirit. Coming, of course, on the day of Pentecost, which was future to the time that Christ spoke, but past now to us for nearly 2,000 years. And I don't want to have to keep repeating these things, but let me make clear, this is not to say that the Holy Spirit was not active in the world prior to Pentecost, but there was a new fullness, a new multiplication of his effect upon the world and upon the lives of God's children following Pentecost that was not there before. And Christ is explaining some of these things to his disciples. And so far we've seen in verses 12 and 13 that the primary emphasis of the Holy Spirit is to promote truth. That's what he is. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He is here, therefore, to deliver truth, to defend truth, to guard truth, to explain truth. He's here to exalt the Word of God and to enable God's Word to make progress in doing the work of God in this world. That's what the Holy Spirit has come to do. And therefore, anything that is truly the work of the Holy Spirit ought to be very much saturated in the Word of God. It ought to be very Word-centered. Anything that talks a lot about the Holy Spirit but is not concentrating upon the Word of God, teaching it, understanding it, disseminating it, must not really be the work of the Holy Spirit. Kind of like everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Everybody talking about the Holy Spirit is not actually energized by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is secret and quiet in his influence and invisible in his presence. And consequently, oftentimes when the Holy Spirit is most powerfully at work, he is least evidently at work, at least as far as most people are able to see, because they're not looking for the right manifestations of his presence. But where you see the Word of God making progress, you can be sure the Holy Spirit is at work. That's the only way that God's Word can make progress in a sinful world. It is by the powerful influence of the Holy Spirit using the Word of God to change lives, to change error, to challenge error, and to change wrong thinking. That's the Holy Spirit at work. That's what he's come primarily to do. He is the Spirit of truth. And then the second thing that he's come to do is to exalt Jesus Christ. He didn't come to exalt himself. He came to exalt Jesus Christ. And so again, wherever you see the Holy Spirit being placarded, where you see him being promoted, where you see him being paraded across marquees and across advertising and in various ways of promoting a ministry, that probably is not the work of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said that's not what he came to do. That's not his modus operandi. That's not his goal. That's not what he does. He is here, rather, to exalt Jesus Christ. He goes on to say that in verse 14 of John 16. He, said Jesus, shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. That's why the Holy Spirit has come. And we'll take up some of these things and take them a little further in just a moment. But first, let me pause and welcome you to this Friday, March 7 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And second, let me encourage you to write for our Cassette of the Month number 3, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. It's a Beacon Bible study, and it's entitled, The Believer's Other Advocate. The Believer's Other Advocate. Another passage that teaches us something about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. It's yours upon request, if you'll write, and give us the call letters of the station, and your return address, and mention cassette of the month number 3, or the cassette about the Holy Spirit, and I think we'll be able to know which one you are requesting, particularly if it comes before the offer goes out next month, where we might be confused. So write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, or beacon@netpath.net, if you like to use the email, internet. All right, now, what do we learn about the Holy Spirit in reference to Christ? And again, verse 14, He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So, in addition to exalting or promoting truth, the Holy Spirit also exalts or promotes Jesus Christ. Not himself, at least not directly. Now, again, because of the mystery of the Trinity, there's a sense in which, in exalting Christ, he is exalting himself, because Christ is God and he is God, but not directly. And he's certainly not here to promote men. He's not here to advance the cause of various personalities, various men with spectacular ministries and so forth. He's not here to promote them. He's not here necessarily to promote organizations or denominations and so forth, although where the Word of God is going forth powerfully and Jesus Christ is being exalted, those organizations that are doing that work will no doubt grow in advance, but he's not here to promote that. But he's here to promote the person and work of Christ, to make more glorious, to make more conspicuous, to make more understandable the work of the incarnate Son of God, why he came to earth, what he did upon the earth, what he's doing now in heaven, but particularly what he accomplished here upon the earth. That's what the Holy Spirit is come to do. He has come to enable men to understand the person and work of Christ with greater historical accuracy, because there's a lot of confusion about it, and so he's here to set the record straight, so to speak, to promote truth, which will dispel error. He is here to exalt the human perfections of Christ, that men might see this second Adam, this perfect man, this obedient man, this believing man, this one who trusted in his Heavenly Father completely, like no other man has ever done, this one who walked upon the earth as a perfect example, like nobody else has ever done, this one who spoke perfectly, never a misspoken word, like nobody on earth has ever done. He's here to show us this perfect human example that God has given us so that we might understand better how far fallen men are from the standard that God expects and from the way that God created us in Adam before the fall in the Garden of Eden, and also what God is restoring men to by the work of redemption, and what we ought to be working toward and aspiring to as believers now. We are being conformed to the image of his Son. That of course, means to the incarnate side of his Son, the human side of his Son, not the divine side. God's divine perfections cannot be communicated to men, but the human perfections can and will be and are being in the lives of God's children. And the Holy Spirit is here to make that plain. And certainly the Holy Spirit is here to teach us more about the divine perfections of Christ. He is not only man, he is God. He is God and he is man, he is deity. And as deity, he has the attributes of deity. And the more we learn about the divine attributes of Jesus Christ, the more we understand about the Godhead. And so the Holy Spirit is here to make these things plain. And that goes right along with the truth that he came to exalt, as revealed in verse 13. So he is preeminently the Spirit of truth, and what truth is it that he is concentrating upon more than anything else? It is the truth about the person and work of Jesus Christ, the person and work of God the Son when he became man. That's what he's doing more than anything else, promoting the work of Christ, his redemptive work, his atonement, his propitiation, his reconciliation. All of these are theological terms that describe different aspects of Christ's work. The Holy Spirit has come to teach us these things. He's come to promote the advocacy work of Jesus Christ, that we might understand what he is doing now in heaven as our advocate. He's come to promote the headship work of Jesus Christ, that we might understand more what it means for him to be the head of his body, the church. You see, the Holy Spirit isn't come just to cause us to talk about Jesus in a nebulous way, but to talk about who he is and what he did and what he's doing now. Do you understand the difference? A lot of people using the name of Jesus and talking about Jesus, but they're not really talking about anything of substance about Jesus. I told you a few days ago that the disciples never used that name, that human name of their Lord and Master. They didn't call him Jesus. They called him Christ. They called him Rabbi. They called him Lord. They called him Master. Why was that? Because as close as they were to him, in human proximity, and nobody was any closer, they still sensed the distance, the honor, the glory, the majesty that was his. They didn't feel comfortable calling him Jesus the same way that people call their neighbor George or Joe or Jim or Sally or Sue. They didn't feel comfortable doing that. They understood that he was their Lord and Master. They understood that though he was their elder brother, is their elder brother, and their friend, that nevertheless there's still a majestic difference between him and them, and they didn't use that familiar term. And again, that makes me wonder, where I hear people talking about Jesus almost exclusively, using that term almost exclusively, makes me wonder, is the Holy Spirit really at work there? Is that what he's talking about? When Jesus said, he shall glorify me? Or is he talking about something else? Is he talking about exalting, glorifying, making clear, making more conspicuous who I am and what I did? Well, I think that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has come to do. That's why it is important that we learn something about words like redemption and atonement and propitiation and reconciliation, because these are words that describe the work of Jesus Christ. And apart from an understanding of these words, you cannot have a full understanding of what Jesus did. It's not just enough to talk about Jesus. It's not just enough to talk about Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Well, that's a beginning point. I'm not diminishing that, but that's only the very beginning. But the Holy Spirit comes to lead us into a fuller understanding, not for us to just sit around and talk about Jesus and sing praise courses about Jesus endlessly, but never learning any more about who he is and what he did. That's not the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here to lead you into truth. And where he's at work, that's exactly what's taking place. People are learning more about Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did. They're learning more about the truth of the central message of the gospel. Until next week at the same time, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.